Hi, good afternoon, folks. My name is Dr. Isaac. I'm an alumni, MPH alumni of class of 96. So I have to think about it, sorry. Okay, yeah. I just want to pick up on a few topics that were mentioned earlier, okay? Is that as public health practice in professionals, we need to have a dream. Many times we don't have that, okay? I want to pick, it was talked about in Michelle's speech as well, having a dream. I want to talk about it in a practical sense. So I want to give you a quick background. I'm originally from India, as you can see, but I grew up in Africa, starting from Ethiopia, Zambia, Zimbabwe. Okay, then I came here. So I joined, after finishing my MPH, I joined the State Health Department. And the program I got into was Public Health Emergency Preparedness, okay? So in Public Health Emergency Preparedness, we have a Maryland surveillance system. It's called ESSENCE. That's what I was trying to... It's an acronym. I was trying to remember that. I mean, it's a shame I can't remember it because I used to manage it. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So that ESSENCE is it's a syndromic surveillance system. Okay, so we get data from hospitals. And at that time, I thought, you know, we're talking about H1N1. I thought, you know, it's a good idea if you could get absenteeism data from schools. So I shared it with my team, talked to a few health officers. They told me that will never happen. I said, that's okay. Let's give it a go, okay? So I talked to my team. I talked to my director, got the permission. I said, you know what we are going to do? We are going to get absenteeism data from the schools on a daily basis. So if we know the absenteeism, we might be able to, you know, look at that something happening in the community, okay? So at that time, Professor Josh Shaftin was my secretary of health. He fully supported us. I must say that talking about policies, so I want to say in public health, you need the policy support, okay? So as I embarked on the project, we were on it, and I remember meeting with one of the deputy secretaries. I won't mention them. In epidemiology, we are not supposed to identify people, isn't it? Okay, so we were having a weekly meeting with my boss, and she looked at me and she said, Isaac, you're a dreamer, isn't it? I said, yeah, maybe. You need to dream. She says, this is only a dream. It's not going to work out, isn't it? I said, no, it's going to work out. He says, are you sure? I said, hey, watch me. So we said, okay. So we embarked. Even one of our partners were actually the Hopkins APL lab, okay? They told me, Isaac, we have tried this before. It didn't work. You will not work on it. You will not get it done. I said, you watch us. We will do it. So we started my team. It was called the A team, okay? We went to every 24 county and we shared it with the team and addressed it. And at that time, Governor O'Malley was the governor. He was very much interested. He wanted a deadline when we would finish it. They were looking at the before the end of the year. I told my boss, you know what, we will do 30th of September. Is that okay? She said, that's fine. But I told my team, we are going to aim for 30th of June, okay? And that's when we finished, 30th of June. And when we completed the project, we were the first and the only state in the United States to get 100% participation from the acute care hospitals. That was, how many was it? 46 acute care hospitals in Maryland. And the public school systems. At the moment, we have more than 1,400 schools submitting data on a daily basis. We are the only state and the first state to do that, okay? So what I wanted to share with you is always have a dream, okay? Let not anybody put that dream, okay?